the Gospel Fireside Hour. From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we bring you the regular Sunday night broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Ogue.
The Gospel Fireside Hour. Calvary Temple, Winnipeg's evangelistic center, is on the air. One of the most interesting stories in the Bible is the story of Joseph. Tonight's broadcast is built around that story. The story shows how God has a plan for every life, and that if we will be true to God, He will work out that plan, even though everything seems to go wrong for a while. When Joseph's father gave Joseph the coat of many colors, his brethren hated him, and their hatred increased when he told them of two dreams. In the first dream, they were gathering sheaves, and the sheaves of the boys bowed down to Joseph's sheaf. In the second dream, Joseph saw the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowing down to him. His father asked if this meant his father and mother and 11 brethren. This hatred increased in the hearts of Joseph's brethren until one day when they were in the field with the sheep and they saw Joseph coming, they conspired to kill him, and likely would have killed him had not one of the boys named Reuben requested that they spare his life. Instead of killing Joseph, they took away his coat of many colors and cast him into a pit. Just a little later, they drew him out of the pit and sold him as a slave to some Midianites who took him into Egypt. The coat of many colors was dipped in the blood of an animal, and when shown to the elderly father back home, he cried, "It is my son's coat, and an evil beast hath devoured him." When the Midianites got to Egypt, they sold Joseph again to Potiphar, who was the captain of Pharaoh's guard. Poor Joseph, he's having a terrible time, and the skies are getting darker, and the future is anything but bright. But cheer up, Joseph. God is with you, and if you will continue to trust Him, everything will be all right. And later on, you will see that He was leading you, not only when you were on the mountaintop, but also when you were in the valley and going through great sorrow, because God leads His dear children along.
Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads His dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads His dear children along.
Some through the water,
I
Things look a little brighter for Joseph while he's working for Potiphar. Potiphar seemed to like Joseph and was kind to him. But then there came almost a death blow. For Potiphar's wife falsely accuses Joseph of something he was absolutely innocent of. It was a serious accusation, and when Potiphar heard it, he believed his wife's story and turned against story and turned against story and turned against story. Turned against Joseph and ordered him thrown into prison. And Joseph was in prison for 2 years. Joseph, don't be discouraged. Don't give up hope. And don't lose your faith, because God knows all about it. He sees the tears, the loneliness in your heart, and the dark hours through which you are passing. And if you will continue to trust him, he'll take care of you. In some way, somehow, he will help you.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care.
An interesting event happens. Pharaoh's butler and baker offend the king, and to punish them, Pharaoh puts them in the same jail where Joseph is. One morning, Joseph noticed that the butler and the baker were awfully sad. When he asked them why, they said they had dreamed dreams and did not know what they meant. But God helped Joseph to interpret their dreams. The butler's dream is the one that interests us. He saw a grapevine with three branches, and himself standing there holding Pharaoh's cup and pressing the grapes and letting the juice fall into the cup. Joseph said, "The three branches mean 3 days, and in 3 days you will be taken out of here and will again be serving the cup to Pharaoh." Joseph was so sure that that was the correct interpretation of the dream, he made a special request of the butler. It was this. He said, "Think on me when it shall be well with thee. And show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." In 3 days, the dream was fulfilled, and the butler was back in Pharaoh's palace. But the sad part, the hardest blow of all, is that he forgot Joseph. Listen, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." Poor Joseph. His father thought he was dead. His brethren hated him. Potiphar had turned against him. And the butler had forgotten him. And no doubt there are many listening right now who, like Joseph, have been having a discouraging time. Have you felt yourself slipping down, down, until it seems that you too are in the prison? So many troubles, everything going wrong. Nobody seems to care, and the world seems to have forgotten. Please remember, Jesus cares, and Jesus still remembers when the world forgets.
You are not forgotten when your heart is weighed with woe. There is one who loves you more than you can ever know. He who wore the crown of thorns and died on Calvary. Before we have a brief intermission, the young people of the radio group sing a chorus right in line with our theme in one of Calvary Temple's newest choruses, Never Failed Me Yet.
Never failed me yet, never failed me yet, Jesus love, never failed me yet. It's one thing
we continue with the story of Joseph. So far in the story, we have seen Joseph going down until finally he reached the dungeon where he stayed for 2 long years. Then the change comes. things look brighter, and we see Joseph coming up. First, Pharaoh the king has a dream. Oh, I'm glad God can make even a king have a dream if it is to help one of the Lord's little ones. Pharaoh sees 7 fat cattle, followed by 7 lean cattle, which devour the 7 fat ones. Then Pharaoh has a second dream, 7 big ears of corn and 7 small ears of corn. And the 7 small ears of corn devour the other ones. 2 dreams of a similar nature. Pharaoh calls his wise men to interpret the dreams, but they just can't do it. On other occasions, they might have appeared wise and able to solve the king's difficulties, but not this time. I think God saw to it that they were just about as dumb as possible, for the Lord had something else in mind. He was thinking of helping that young man, Joseph, in the dungeon. The news quickly spreads through the palace that the king has had dreams and no one can interpret them. Finally, the news reaches the butler's ears, and immediately he remembers the young man that interpreted a dream for him. He hurries to Pharaoh and confesses, "I do remember my faults this day." It was about time he was remembering his faults. It took him 2 years to come to the place where he'd speak a word for Joseph. He tells Pharaoh about Joseph, and the king immediately sends for him. Pharaoh tells Joseph his dream, and God gives Joseph the interpretation. Joseph says that the dreams mean that there will be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. He advises Pharaoh to appoint a capable man to supervise the food supply and to lay aside food in the years of plenty for the years of famine. Pharaoh immediately appoints Joseph. He becomes the governor. Joseph looks after the food supply and during the 7 years of plenty, lays aside food for the years of famine. Say, this is the same boy who was hated, sold twice, falsely accused, thrown into prison, and then forgotten. It must have been hard for him when going through those trials to feel that he was in the will of God. But now he knows that it was all God's will, and that in the sweet will of God is the best place to be.
Thy precious will, O conquering Savior, doth now embrace and compass me. All discords hush, my peace a river, my soul a prison bird, set free. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer, till I am wholly lost in thee. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer, till I am wholly lost in thee. I'm tired of sin, footsore and weary, the darksome path hath dreary grown. But now a light has risen to cheer me. I find in thee my star, my star.
7 years of famine begin, Joseph's brethren back home feel the pangs of hunger. Their father sends the 10 boys, all but Benjamin, down to Egypt for food. And of course, they can't get any food without the governor's permission, and Joseph is the governor. When they come into his presence, they don't recognize him because he's changed and he speaks through an interpreter. But they bow down before him. And immediately when he recognizes them, he accuses them of being spies. He demands that they tell all about themselves and their family. They explain that they are all the sons of one man, that there is a young brother back home. That's Benjamin. And then they say there was another, but he is not. They were referring to Joseph. Maybe they thought that Joseph was not, but believe me, he very much was. And he was the one that held their fate in his hands. Joseph gave them the food, put their money back in the sacks, kept Simeon, one of the brothers, and told them not to dare come back again unless they brought their youngest brother to prove their story. When this food was nearly all gone, the father wanted the boys to go back for more. They said, not unless you let us take Benjamin. There's no use. And the poor old man cried, I trusted Joseph to your care. And also Simeon. They're both gone, and now you want to take Benjamin. Reuben spoke up and said, if I bring him not back again, slay my 2 sons. And Judah said, if I bring him not back again, let me bear the blame forever. Finally, the father let them go, Benjamin too. Joseph prepared a great banquet for the boys and ordered his men to give Benjamin 5 times as much as any of the rest. Before sending them back with their food, Joseph instructed his officers to hide his personal cup in one of Benjamin's sacks. This was done, and the boys started for home. Joseph orders his officers now to catch them and accuse them of stealing the cup. They did. And the boys innocently said, on whomsoever you find the cup, let him die. And in a moment, the cup was found on Benjamin. And then you can imagine the fear that gripped the hearts of those brothers. Reuben remembered that he had said to the father, if I bring him not back again, slay my 2 sons. And Judah remembered his words, if I bring him not back again, let me bear the blame forever. So they decided to all go back. And what a time they have pleading for Benjamin's life. Finally, Joseph makes himself known unto them, and he says, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Listen, friends, what if when Joseph was in that dungeon, hated, sold, accused, forgotten, what if he would have said, it doesn't pay to serve God. This is what I get for serving him. I'm going to throw my faith overboard. You know that he would have made the mistake of his life. His own family, as well as many others, might have starved to death. And Joseph would have never reached that high position. And to you who are discouraged and find the way hard, don't quit. Don't give up your faith in God. If you are true to him, he will bring you out on top. And you will then admit that his way was best. Because Jesus knows all about our struggles.
No, not one.
bless everyone listening to the broadcast tonight. We hope you have enjoyed our special theme about Joseph. Tonight, I am changing my announcement in appealing for your financial support of our radio ministry. I want every one of our listeners to have a copy of our theme song, My Home, Sweet Home. I really want to send you one. And each copy has the music and the words. This week, I'm going to look for hundreds of letters to come to my desk from all over Canada and the northern states. I will personally read each letter. I'll be looking for one from you, so please don't disappoint me. There are only two conditions I will ask you to comply with. One is that you will mention which one of the five stations you hear us over. The other is that you will enclose an offering of any amount. Even if you are able to send only a small offering, just a few cents, I'll be glad to hear from you and will send you the words and music of our theme song, My Home, Sweet Home. Why not write a few lines right now before you go to bed? And to everyone who writes us and mentions your station and encloses an offering, even if you're able to send only just a few cents, we'll send you our Gospel Fireside Hour theme song. Address your letter to Pastor Watson Argue, Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you forget that, just Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, will reach us. Thank you so much, and God bless you. The Lord declares that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And now, whoever you are and wherever you are, in a palace or a cottage, on the prairie or by the sea, may God bless and keep you. And you, and you. Good night.
Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we have brought you the Gospel Fireside Hour, the regular Sunday evening broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Argue.